something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, Perfection and Excellence.
Hallelujah.
Heard a story about an old woman. She had been sick for a while. The young man of God came into her house and expounded the scripture to her. And she was getting it. And finally, the young man explained that it's like a serpent coming into the house and running rampage in the house. What will you do? Because it's like this devil's coming to your body and trying to weaken and destroy your body. And the woman's thinking. And he said, and if this serpent is moving around in your house, what are you going to do? She said, my God, I'll kill it. Right away, she jumped out of her bed, shouting, the devil is out, the devil is out. And she had been sick for so long. She kept running all over the place. The devil is out, the devil is out, the devil is out. And that's how she walked out of her sickness that she had had a long time. Somebody had to explain it to her. That it wasn't God. She'd been crying, thinking her dying day was coming. Maybe. And maybe then she was dying. Because she was expecting that this was going to be the result. And she was dying. Until somebody let her know. No, you don't have to die. Jesus already did everything. And now the devil is trying to steal from you what God already gave you. And it's up to you to let him take it. Or you choose to send him out. And she said, I'll send him out. So that's the way you do the devil. Praise God. Amen. Learn the difference between faith and believing. All right? The believer has something. Faith puts it to work. All right? One of the ways of knowing that you are not putting your faith to work is when you start questioning why something has not changed, which God already said you're God. This thing hasn't come. You're wondering why. That is indicative of faithlessness. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it is the evidence of the unseen. Faith is the evidence of the unseen. Faith doesn't question why healing is not coming. Faith knows that he has what God says he has. And he doesn't say, well, I know I have it, but I am feeling different. No, faith doesn't focus on his feeling. Faith insists the devil is a loser, and I have what God says I have. Stands on it. Stands on it. That's what he does. You look at the mirror and you say, I'm a success. Oh, boy, I'm going to work to make it happen. I'm a success. You know, if you don't have the air of success, it can't come to reality. Successful people make others successful. If you're a success, it'll come out of your spirit. And those around you become successful as well. But a dull, failing individual saddens everybody else and makes them failures. Say, I'm not a failure. I'm a success. I'm cheered up all the time. Cheered up all the time. Because I'm a success. Yeah. Okay. Did you notice I preached a little bit for you? Did you notice? Yeah. Stay your faith. Glory to God. All right. Now, so I said, perfection. Did I tell you perfection? Perfection. Perfection is important. Perfection. 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 Oh, dear Lord. I like it.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh, Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Love World Arena, New Garage, Ibadan. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 091-212-7089, 080-595-20312, 070-322-99349, or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com. Thank you, and God bless you.